you know, a little bit ADD, a little bit like every topic.
Huh?
Anything but Sphere. What about Acapello? Is that included too?
I don't know that I'm
going to be able to call. Hey, so let them.
Most people like believing that they can talk about their sphere.
Let's go like this.
Okay.
Let's go a cappella first. I can talk a cappella for a minute.
Yeah.
We don't want it all going.
No, wait. No, slowly. The reason I feel.
Should we ask her a wiener or?
You better be careful. Sounds in my coil now. I'm taking it out. Am I monk? I can talk about a cappella. I just feel like I can talk about a cappella. Because it's like one of those things that, like, I don't know if you guys are anyway so addicted to a cappella. I don't believe it's so, you know, it's not dude-like anyways to be listening to a cappella. Am I right? And it's also just sachakol another week anyway. So let's just say I aser it. Let's just say, right? But, like, is it, like, the worst thing in the world? Let's just say, right? So, good. So like this. Let's start back for a second. Yeah. So we'll go in all the angles. So people come and they say like this. They say, my shoe is Mekel. Before, we don't know anything yet, right? They already know what acapella is, right? Right? So you have in the back, you have this guy singing, right? He's singing. In the back, there's some overgrown Schwarze making all types of noises with an armpit and whatever. That he had to obviously go to armpit school. I don't know what they do. You have to go. And they go for many years to these schools, and they become melumbed in this extreme chachma of right? I'm sure if he'd be standing here, all of us would run out the door, and we wouldn't be so tough, right? But that's making this music. Is there anything wrong with that? You're allowed to sing. You're allowed to sing. There's nothing wrong with singing during Sfiras Hayomer, right? Not allowed to dance. And our chasholchan, that's our psak halacha of the Minhag Yisrael, that you're not allowed to listen to music on a clay zemer. A clay zemer means a some type of a machine, right? So right away, before we talk about the noises and the this, so let's say someone would sing into a radio. He'd sing into, I don't know the words nowadays. He would sing into a recording. So would that be mutter?
Now it's a
clay. Right? So you could have heard a tzad. You could have heard a tzad that it's a clay now. So it's music on a clay. And you could have heard that's included in our minig that we're machmor. You could have heard not like that, right? I think all of you could have heard two tzadim, correct? Right? You could hear that. No, that's that. That's music on a kli. No, it's music that's being brought to me through a kli. But a kli zemer means like, you know, like a banjo, right? Or like an accordion or something like that. Clark. Yeah? Okay. And they come and they say, well, we're Moshe with Mekel. Moshe. Right? Is there anybody bigger than Moshe? And they know that Moshe was, you know, I once asked Rav Yashiv a certain shiloh. Okay? Yashiv is a good lador, and he had strong opinions and whatever he had opinions. I asked him a shaila. So the Yashiv said, I said, the Maisa, it's very makubal this, and Rav Moshe was Mekel. Very makubal this, and Rav Moshe was Mekel. And I know that Yashiv is not, how much do I have to be makvid on this? Whatever the case was, a little bit complicated now, right? So he said these words. He said, Rav Moshe, you can say mechan Rav Moshe bein b'shasat chak, bein if it's a shasat chak, bein shaloi b'shasat chak, bein if it's not Rav Moshe. So if a person comes and he wants to know now, can I listen to a cappella? Right? Can I listen to music? We'll get to the beats and the noises. So Rav Moshe was Mekel. It's true, Rav Moshe is Mekel. And Rav Moshe can be say mechan, Rav Moshe. He can be say mechan Rav Moshe bein b'shasat chak, bein shaloi b'shasat chak. There's Rav Moshe. I haven't told you a story about Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe, one time there were a man that called Rav Moshe from Eretz Yisrael in the middle of the night. What was the middle of the night? It was in Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't the middle of the night. It was 10 o'clock in the morning. And they called Rav Moshe with a shaila. I think it was like somebody who's mishpacha with Rav Moshe, so he had an in to be able to call Rav Moshe. So he called Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe, they had a big shaila. So Rav Moshe picked up the phone, and they asked Rav Moshe the shaila. So Rav Moshe heard the shaila, and then he told them they have to wait a minute. So like Rav Moshe was thinking about their shaila. Rav Moshe, I once heard from someone who told me he was in there once when Rav Moshe was asked a shaila about aguna, which is like the hardest thing to matter nisha and whatever. So, aguna, right? Aguna, you have to write pages and chubis and whatever and this, that, right? He said he was in there. Somebody came in and asked the shaila. He was sitting and talked to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe told them to go out. They realized what the level, what the shaila they were talking about was. So Rav Moshe told them to go out for a minute. It's kind of shaila they didn't want him in there for. About a minute and 15 seconds later, they walked out, and the Rav Moshe told them to come back in. A gunashayla. A minute and 15 seconds. So yes, Rav Moshe, that's like, you know, that's for the Gadol book. He answered them a gunashayla in a minute and 15 seconds, right? So Rav Moshe said, no, that was the case that he was thinking when he was learning the Yerushalmi Nivamis. Right, so that's the case, right? So then that's already not such a it's not such a big deal, right? But yet, you know, this Shaila, they called him on the phone from Eretz Yisrael. They're asking him the Shaila, and it's taking Rav Moshe some time. It's taking him time. So think to yourself, wow, Rav Moshe is thinking about a Shaila for a minute. Mamash and Mari take a Shaila. 2 minutes went by. So Mamash, Rav Moshe is thinking about a Shaila for 2 minutes. Stomach, there haven't been people like us that ask such a shayla. Stomach, since the Chazay Nish. Such a shayla. Rav Moshe is taking him 2 minutes to think about a shayla. And they realize 3 minutes went by and they start thinking, Taka, such a shayla. Maybe we're even bigger than Rav Moshe. You see that Rav Moshe doesn't know the answer to a shayla. It's taking him 3 minutes to answer a shayla. This is Taka Pella. By the fourth minute, Rav Moshe already came back to the phone and he told them an answer. Or not, he came back, whatever. He was there. He came back, he told them an answer. I think by then they didn't even know what the question was, right? You know, like, what is that? 2 weeks later, they get in the mail, they get an envelope. It says on it, Rabbi Moses Feinstein. Right? In the envelope is a paper, and in the paper there's a $5 bill, a Lincoln, right? Wrapped around with a piece of paper. Okay, they open up the paper, and it says like this. It says that he asks them mechila, an apology, because when they called him, maybe they didn't realize, but it was the middle of the night. It was 10 o'clock in the morning there, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning by Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe says that Taka doesn't usually get up that early. Doesn't get up. God, Rav Moshe used to get up at 3:30. Right? He doesn't get up that early. And he had, you know, just woken up, and he didn't yet say Birchas HaTorah. So when they asked him the Shaila, he wasn't able to answer. He had to say Birchas HaTorah. How long does it take to say Birchas HaTorah? How long? Right? So Rav Moshe writes to them like this. He said, so I know you have to stay on the line. You had to stay on the line. So in those days, the phone call was $1 a minute. Right? The olden days, right? It was $1 a minute. And so he put in there a $5 bill because that was the amount of time that they had to unfortunately stay on the phone, right? How long does it take us to say Birchas HaTorah? How long? Shaggy Shadam is one of those of you. It took him 5 minutes, Rabbi Zai. 5 minutes, right? 5 minutes. That's why he knew called Tarakula. Right? Okay, so if Moshe's Mekel and Acapella, we're Mekel and Acapella. The end. Game over. Right? The only thing is, it's a little bit not fair. It's a little bit not fair. Right? Rav Moshe holds, it's us to listen to music the whole year. Rav Moshe holds, you're not allowed to listen to music all year, right? Such a Moshe. But you're allowed to listen to a Mekel, right? You know, they once asked Chaim Alevi, Chaim Salvechik, you're such a big machmir. You're such a big machmir. Everything with youth chumras. Chumras? No chumras. No, that's right. I have many kulas, right? It's hard to list all of its kulas. You know, I hold that even though it says you're only allowed to give a chaimish to tzedakah, you're not allowed to give more than a chaimish to tzedakah. I hold you are in six situations. Number one, if it's for a talmid chacham, I hold you are. Right? Number two, if a person's doing it before he's going to die, because he wants to have a good tzlus in shemayim, I hold you're allowed to. Right? It's not listing a bunch of tzedakahs. Here, there, we're showing you that old. You're not allowed to daven ma'ariv after chatzais. Because since you didn't daven by chatzais, they uprooted Meyerv. I hold not like that. I hold you're allowed to daven Meyerv all the way till Alois, right? Am I cool with it, right? So Moshe, it's like a little bit not fair to take this Rav Moshe and to say that Rav Moshe was Mekel a cappella, because Rav Moshe held that you can't listen to music bichlal. Okay, so that's not going to help us. So let's go weiter. So, but you all can hear a tzad, right? We hold that you are allowed to listen to music, you know, not like Rav Moshe, I guess. Everybody here at Paskin is not like that. Sorry? He's saying that's not included in the music of Simcha, the Chazal Asr.
Maybe that's not what he asked. Maybe that you could listen to acapella the whole year in the same way you could listen to
Sphira. Yeah, I agree. No. Rav Moshe was never talking about Sphira. That's what I'm trying to say. There's no Rav Moshe about Sphira. He was talking about listening to the whole year. So it's true, you know. It's true. It does come out that the fear of Moshe probably is mutter, but it's a little bit unfair to take Rav Moshe for this and not for that. It's like a little bit, it's a little bit nasty. It's a bit anti-Semitic. I don't like it. No, you know what I'm saying? I don't like it so much. Okay. But like this, let's just discuss. So, but we can all hear the tzad that if a guy's just singing, nishkeperla. But I'm not so worried. I don't know if anybody here is into that so much anyways. But the other guy, now I have a, one of the things that you don't know about Shrek Kallis is my, I have a cousin that is, he's into this like AK something, whatever. I don't know what it's called, but he's the guy. He's the guy. So one time he sat there and explained it to me exactly how they do it. Mordek. It goes on there, right? So you think like this. You think that Tyrone is standing there, right? You think, right? Right? You think he's just standing there in the background making all these dreadful noises and they're singing there, right? You're right. That is what happens. That's what's happening. But, you think that it's so easy, right, to go like this, right? Right? You think it's so easy. So there's a little, you heard, right? Watch. You heard the end over there. There was a little bit too much. Right? You know what I'm talking about? Right? So now, when you're doing things with perfection, right, in a recorded studio, it's not going to go. Right? So when he does, they got to get rid of that extra little darting on the end. Right? You know what I'm talking about? Like a little tail. Right? So you have to like, so it's like this. Right? And also, when I go, right, there's not enough bad. You explain to me after it or not? Yeah? Don't look over there. I'm talking to you. Yeah, you'll explain to me after. So, you got it. So what they do is they modify it. How do you modify it? So you take a computer sound, which is all the sounds nowadays of drums anyways, right? So this is the sound of a drum. There's a guy in the back. When you're listening to recording, there's a guy with a drum. If it's live, there's a guy with a drum. If there's not a guy, he's just singing, and there's a back. Like, you know, you see on keyboard, right? And you see that octagon-looking thing. That's the drum, right? And there it goes. I think it does. So Mela, that noise is a, and we all agree that's music because all the music we listen to is that, right? And that drum, that beat, whatever, they now take his noise that he made and they try to computerize, modify it to that noise. So they will, I'll use their computers. Now, I can't explain this to you people, right? But with lots of chachma and with different protons and croutons and all different things, they cut out over here, they cut there, and they add a sound there, and they modify it until it sounds exactly like that, right? Right? And my cousin's telling me this with like big sound. Yeah, it's unbelievable. I'm like, yeah, yeah. Keep it coming. Right? I get a call from my aunt, she's very angry at me. She heard what I say, but you know. So they cut here, and they cut there, and they cut there. So for all intents and purposes, that is called a kli zemer. I don't know why that shouldn't be called an instrument. You know, it's something that I think computers and machinery was modified to sound. Meaning, I agree that if he would be standing here right now, right, and you would be singing next to him, and he would be take like this and like that and making all these noises, we'd probably run out the door because we're scared he'd take our wallet, right? But assuming that, you know, we would stay in the room, I can't say that's us, sir. What's us about that? It's not music that comes from a clay zammer. So I can't say such a thing is us, right? But a comment that it's now being modified by a computer, I could certainly hear that such a thing is us. Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yashiv, and the Shevet Levi, they're there to sell us, it's us. And so I gave the shiur somewhere a couple of years ago, 3 years ago. And there's a bacher, no, it was actually more, it was like about 4 or 5 years ago. And there's a bacher that got up and he said, well, in America, they're makel. From America, you know, I every day pledge allegiance to the flag. Yeah, no games with me. I moved out when Obama came in. I'm back now. That's it. But if the American price can my make, I'm at the. So at Punkt 10, I happened to have been going to America for a simple. I went for Kasana, right? And Rebelski was Mitzvah Kedushin, right? And I asked him, you know, listen, he's the guy who's Malumet in all of these Metziuses. He was the one that knew all these things, he knew all these Metziuses, right? So I asked him, and when did I ask him? I asked him in a very opportune time. I asked him at the Chazon Tish. I asked him at Chazon Tish. It was Chazon al Lag BaOmer. I asked him at the Chazon Tish. And I was, I was an aide on the Ksuva, on the Kedushin Ksuva. And so, he started to talk to me about it. I said to him, I heard that the Paiskim in America are makel on this. Right? Is that correct? Now, I think he was like the biggest Pisic in America, right? I think in the last year, and he's definitely, up there. He's pretty big. Right? You know, like I don't measure between like, you know, who's stronger, Big Gedalia Gumbo or Oig Melech Abosha, right? But he's up there. I wouldn't get into a fight with either of these guys. He's mamish, the whole Chasam Tish ended, right? That was it. He just went in like a 2-hour tirade over there explaining to me of exactly how it works and why it's the opposite. He has a tzad that it's even worse than regular music. How do you do that? How do you do that? No, because in the regular music, it's not just computerized. No, I don't understand it, but you'll have to ask him how that would be. So it turns out that nobody's makel on this. Now, who is makel on this? Right, so the Svarim store holds that you're mechuyev to buy it. Right? They write on it Svira CD, and you're not Yotzei Svira according to all the shittas unless you buy one of them. Right, so therefore, if I took away a cappella, I don't feel so bad. Right, I don't know anyone who's makel on it, and I don't feel so bad about that. But let's say a kula. How's that? You said one chumra, and now I say one kula. Good. Okay, one kula. What kula? Because I told you I have lots of kulas. Right? So I'll tell you lots of my kulas. Right, first of all, look up accounting. Right. I know in this room it's not Negea because you guys are all still counting and nobody got knocked out. Right? That's no shayla. Right? But any of the guys that didn't come to the shir today, those are probably guys that got knocked out. Right? That's some stuff. So you got to mechazik them. Right? You got to mechazik them. So I'm going to tell you something like this. I'm going to tell you this. By me, first of all, right? Stan, interesting. I have not received one shayla in the entire Sefer Sa'omer. And now I'll explain why. But I haven't received one shayla in the entire Sefer Sa'omer that I was machmir that the guy can't continue counting with a bracha. Every single situation, I got asked shaylas, it's not like, you know, didn't get. But there was not one shayla that came back that he's not allowed to make a bracha. Every person, it's probably about 40 people, that I told, no, you can continue tomorrow with a bracha. Continue tomorrow with a bracha, right? I'll explain why. Simple, because nobody ever calls me up and says to me, I missed the whole day and the whole night, am I allowed to continue with a bracha? All right? Because we all know the answer to that question. Answer is pashat not, right? So the only questions I get is always there's an element of suffix. Always, even a tiny bit of suffix or something, right? You know, at night somebody called me a couple days ago. He told me he knows he didn't say it. He knows he didn't say it, right? The guy next to him in shul says he did. Right? What do you do with these kind of people? Yeah? Right? I tell you even a worse story. A guy called me up, right, 2 days ago, right, you're going to understand why the story is not, a guy called me up and he said to me that he was davening, and he's hard of hearing, and he was davening, and he davened sometimes a little bit out loud in Shmoneh Esrei, right, and he said that he knows for sure not like this, he said, but his son was standing next to him, who's a katan, an underaged minor, right, and told him, after davening, that you know you said Mashi Viruch Maridagasha. You know you said Mashi Viruch Maridagasha. So he said, he knows for sure that he didn't. He knows for sure that he didn't. Right? So he said, but the kid said that he did. So I told him, I mean, look, a katan is not Neman. Katan's not Neman, right? I said, if you have a suffix because of the katan and you know the katan, so you know that the katan is always accurate and reliable, so then it would make a suffix, right? We're still within 30 days. We're still within 30 days, and I would tell you, you have to be daven. So I told him, I don't know, you know what, just daven again with a tznai. If I need it to be a Shmoneh Esrei, I want it to be a Shmoneh Esrei. If not, I want it to be in a dava, right? I called him back last night. I said, your son was right, idiot. The whole Eretz Yisrael is underwater because of you. Right? Right? But do you understand that anytime I'm going to get like a shtickle suffix, right? Yeah, I was scared yesterday. I was driving. You know, one time I leave this place at 5:45, right? 5:45. All of a sudden, it was getting dark, right? Lightning, right? I'm sitting there. I'm on the phone answering to Shaila, right? And there's a lightning storm. I think to myself, wait a minute, did I see it? Can I say it's my sabracious? Can I not say my sabracious, right? I'm thinking to myself, this is exactly what it looked like when Klal Yisrael went into Yom Suf, right? It was scary. It was dark. I was scared. I left the car. I had to say, Asher, Yatzar, I saw dog. It was I'm a man enough to admit it. I don't listen to a cappella. I'm not afraid to admit it. I was scared to death, right? So in the middle, I don't know what to do. I'm smart. I'm smarter than all of you. There's nothing to do with the shir, right? I'm smarter than all of you, right? So I was driving on the road. I'll give the shir afterward in Tyrol, right? So I'm driving. I'm like, no, don't drive on the big roads. It was crazy. It was crazy what's going on out there, right? And right, someone on the phone is calling me. Are these Gishmei Bracha? Are we allowed to daven that Hashem just stop the rain? I'm like, yeah. Yeah. So I make a left turn into Ezra's Torah because I'm smarter than everybody else in the world. Everybody else is driving straight. And then I remember, Ezra's Torah goes like this. Remember? Right by the basis roll over there? Ezra's Torah goes like this. It goes like that, right? And I'm watching I'm watching one by one all the cars in front of me starting to turn on hazard lights. Like, their cars are gonna turn to a boat. I'm not doing this hazard lights, and I have to give a shira, so Shomer Mitzvah, like, yeah, you just I'm big tzaddik, and Nachshon went first. So I start driving. All of a sudden it happened, right? All of a sudden the car went like that. You know what I mean? Oh no, mommy! The car is going like this, right? So the car is going like this, it's going like this, it's going like this, it's going like this, it's going like this. And now we are perpendicular to Ezra's Torah. The car is like this. So I stop the car, right? Now, I once heard in a science convention that being in a car is, I couldn't remember, is it yes, safe place in a lightning storm? Right? Now, don't forget, there's an Egged bus next to me beeping because the car is like bigger than. I took the keys and I go. Right? I'm thinking, is it safe to be? You know what I'm saying? Is it safe? What came out? I can't remember, right? So I called my wife. She said, one thing for sure, not to be on the phone. So why did I tell you the story? Oh, because it gave me tremendous chizik and I decided to do tshuva. And like I said, when I left the car, I had tremendous kavanah and asher yotzer. And let me get weiter. So I don't know why we got into that. But what I was telling you was, so then anybody who asked me a shayla in the last few weeks, every time there's an element of suffix. Every element of suffix, because most of the achrayinim, meaning the paiskim, excuse me, because all the rishayinim and most of the paiskim officially held that you continue with the bracha even if you miss a day legamrei, we don't baskin like that. The Shulchan Aruch says no. If you miss a day legamrei, you can't continue counting with a bracha, right? But the Maisa, since tachlis, there are rishayinim that all hold like that. If you give me one slight element of suffix, I'll let you continue. So that's first, you know, one thing you should all know. That means, let's say someone here knocked himself out. Why did he knock himself out? I probably didn't say it, right? Which definitely happens, right? I probably didn't say it, I don't know, whatever. So just the rest of the time he's saying, you know, he's been saying it, but without a bracha. So then as of tonight, he can say again with a bracha.
Even 20 days ago.
How? Explain again. Let's say 16 days ago, you had a suffix and you didn't ask a shayla. I'm pretty sure I didn't say it. I'm pretty sure that was you. So 16 days ago, you decided that, tomorrow night I continue without a bracha.
This is your vow that went a day without saying with the bracha.
No. Again. You maybe did. Again, what happened?
Every night of the 16?
So 16 days ago, whatever
you
it was.
You weren't sure. But every successive day, you are sure you didn't say with the bracha, right?
It doesn't matter if you did, but you're still counting. Every day, you continue counting, right?
Count.
16,
that's
what month?
That's not called missing?
No, it's not called missing at all. 16 days ago, you had a shayla. You're not sure. What if all 16 you're not sure? What if all 16? Then jump. All 16. Probably I'd be Mekel there too.
What if you didn't count?
Some I'd be Mekel there too. Rupture to yard site today. Yeah, I'd be make on that. Rupture to yard site, you can be make on that. The rupture to hell that you can make whiskey, you can make schnapps, you can make Kiddush and schnapps. What? Yeah, nice, huh? But everyone caught that last case, because that's a very common case for Bachram. You know, you had a shayla. I did say it, I didn't say it, I can't remember. Now, the only thing is, you guys might be messed up. I'll tell you why. Because a lot of times, what happens is, when you have that shayla, so then, the next night, or 2 nights later, you're like, you also forget, and you talk to forget, and you don't feel so bad. Right? You know, so that, I can't help you. If you actually miss the day bevadai, then you're out, right? Meaning, you still have to count. Don't get confused. You just have to count without a bracha from that point, right? Did I save anybody? Nobody should save anybody. But after, come over to me and go, thanks, man. Right? But now, one last thing, because it is late. But like, from the point of the first week of Sfira till the end, you know all those shilas. Last week, it was in shul. It was 2 weeks ago, right? And the chazan got up. I just love these mice. The chazan got up. And the chazan said, Ayoyim shleishasar yoyim. I remember what it was. It was shleishasar. No, it wasn't shleishasar. Shtei misra. Right? So, you know the guy by the Alila Torah, right? You know, Vayedaber Hashem. Well, I'm trying. My psychologist says it's hard. I have to get these things off, you know, from my bar mitzvah experiences, right? Right? My parsha was Bracious, right? Okay. Bracious Balakim S. Ace! Hashemayim A.S. All right. Now, my father, by the second pasuk, tackled him at the 50-yard line. Sack, right? And whatever. But that guy, right, his Gilgal is amongst us in every shul. And when this guy screamed out, Hayoyim Shleishasar Yoyim, right? Right? So he went, right? Shleimasar! This guy at the Amid, I loved it. It was Mordek. He was one of these, like, he was so cool about it. He went like this. He didn't turn around. Didn't. He was wrong. That's why it's even better. He was wrong. He didn't turn around. Didn't anything. He went like this. I love Jews. Right? Now, he was wrong. At that point, the firing squad got up. Right? And the whole entire shul screamed out, right? And it was like, you know, it reminded me of a story 3 years ago. I have a Talmud who called me up like this. Told me, you know, Yana Bacher, well, he's a Rasha. Rasha said to me, they called me up, it was on Kalamai, they called me, they wanted to know what would have been the shot. He went over to him on the first night of the suicide, and he said tonight, what's the night? He said, the first night, you idiot. You should know, I asked that Shaila through Chaim Kanievsky. I tell you this now, I hope you forget by next year to do this, right? But I asked Chaim Kanievsky. Chaim Kanievsky told me, Mordek HaChiddush. He told me that he's allowed to have counted that night with a bracha. We all know that maybe you're Yaitzeh, because even if you didn't have Kavanah, maybe you're Yaitzeh. So he said, the Chazayin Ish said that when a person says the word first, or if he says it's the first night of the Sefira, or it's the last night of the Sefira, you're not Yaitzeh. Because the Sefira is to count the day. Today's day one. If you're just giving it a chashivah, it's because it's a part of a certain set. It's the last. So what? You didn't say anything. Right? It's the first. You didn't say anything. So he said that this guy could have counted, but it wasn't the day. It was already after the shot. But he said he was allowed to continue counting that night. That night he was allowed to count with a brother.
Day one.
Sorry? No, for sure. If he says, I didn't even ask that to Chaim Kanievsky. I didn't have a half of me, that would be good. My question was that when you say, it's the first night, you idiot. Right, it's not being said b'toyrus the sphere b'chlal. It's being said b'toyrus like a noogie.
But that's the stuff without kavanah.
Okay, but that was my shaila. Maybe this is worse. He disagreed with the whole entire shaila. Right? He held the whole shaila in the start.
Why is first, second, third?
So I got the very good shaila. Okay, what's the difference between first and second? Right. So first of all, I don't know. First of all, I don't know.
Why would you think
that's not counting? 100%. Once you on the first. You mean the fear of Chaim Kanievsky? I didn't have to ask it. And he just wound up not counting. According to Chaim Kanievsky, Chari's out. Right, yeah, very good. Right. Meaning he'll have to count without a problem. Wait, let me just finish up. Wait a second. I wanted to bring out one last point. So, this case, all the shul that got up and said, Shleishasar, whatever, right? So they allowed to count now with a bracha. Right? So the halacha is, and that's what I was telling you, from the first week until the end of Sira, the Shaila doesn't exist, says the Mishabrua. Why? Says the Mishabrua, from the first week, if on the first week someone says to you, what's tonight? And you say, it's Yom Sheni, and you didn't have Kavana, then it's a problem, because still maybe you're Yoytse. But Dr. Mishabrua, from the first week, if you, after the first week, if somebody says to you tonight, what's tonight? And you say, it's Yom Shleishesar. So it says to Mishabura, since there's nobody that counts without saying, Yom Shleishesar, Shehem, Shavua Echaz, Mishish Yomim, whatever. So he didn't say that part. Says to Mishabura, therefore there's an umdina that you for sure don't want to be Yotze. Right? If someone asked you on the first week, you said, tonight is a Yom Sheni B'Yomer. So it's a valid counting. It's a wonderful counting. So now you're in trouble. And you won't be able to count that night with a bracha. But for example, if somebody says to you, where are you going for live B'Yomer? All these challenges that we know. I'm not saying you should do it L'chatchila, right? But all these challenges, you know, nobody says, tonight is live B'Yomer or Shehen. You know, I start to think. 4 weeks, 5 days, right? Nobody does that. So the worst you're going to say is, tonight's live B'Yomer. Again, you shouldn't do it maybe L'chatchila, right? But if you did it, says the Mishabura, but the Eved, you're still allowed to count that night with a bracha because it's an umdun of the muchach that you don't want to be yaitse. Okay, good job, sir.
What happens if you? What happens if?